Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
718 Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. I have them on my page, Will, just in case.
I've found them. You're the only show with them where they're at. I just want that
made clear. Well, hey, blame the guy who's throwing up right now.
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying every other show, they're at the very top.
That's normally the case. But again, blame the dude who thought he could trust the Jack in the Box on the corner of, what is it, 22nd and Thurman or whatever it is up there in Northwest.
Is that where he got it?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he had it yesterday in the studio with him. It was either that or the Dutch Bros, but he gets that all the time. And, yeah, I don't know if you've been to that Jack in the Box. I think I probably dodged food poisoning 8 times from that place.
Oh, I've eaten that place many times.
I know.
Never food poisoning.
Oh, every time I get it, I'm like, this could be it. I start sending texts. Love you all.
I love you, Mama. Yeah. Tell my mama I love her.
Is everything okay?
Tell my mama I love her.
Maybe. I just had a Jumbo Jack, so we'll find out. You will not catch me eating one of those god-awful tacos, though, regardless of what Jack in the Box is.
Oh, I love those tacos.
They're so good.
No, they're not.
I love those tacos.
My friend, speaking of things that I love.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
We lost Bob Uecker. I had some conversation with some friends, and we decided that the three goats of play-by-play baseball go Vin Scully 1, Dave Niehaus 2, and Bob Uecker 3. Something just really fun about Bob Uecker.
Well,
go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, I think it's probably just because of his acting career, especially his contributions to the movie Major League.
I think
that kind of gives him a little bit of a nod to that top three, possibly number one.
I think we looked at it like no one tells stories like Vin. Nobody tells stories like Vin Scully.
And
that's the guy.
And what?
Yeah. And that's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
Yes.
Like, Vin tells stories like nobody else. Niehaus we loved because Niehaus was full of emotion. break out the mustard and rye bread, grandma. It's a grand salon. Like, you know, like he had that emotion. And that's what was so great. Bob Uecker's a straight comedian. That guy's just comedy. Not just Major League, but like calling Brewers games. They asked him, they said, you know, somebody in an interview with Bob Uecker said, hey, man, like you as a player, dude, like you only batted like 175 in your career. And Bob Uecker said 202 in runners in scoring position. And like that's the guy Bob Uecker was. Bob Uecker called games last season. Like this guy did it. He played in the 50s and still called games last season. I saw this amazing stat from him. He played in a game against a team that was managed by Casey Stengel, who managed in the 20s. And last year he called a game with Juan Soto on the field, who was signed till 2039. That's over 100 years of baseball that Bob Uecker spans.
That's generational. Generations. Many generations. God, that's old.
When Major League Baseball turned to the point where when you had MLB TV, you could watch the video but turn on the radio calls. I do that for the Guardians because I love Tom Hamilton. I would do that with Bob Uecker just to listen to Bob Uecker. You know, because the Brewers would always play a noon game on a Tuesday. And I could watch that at home doing nothing. And I would just say, well, I mean, if I'm watching the Brewers, I might as well throw on Bob Uecker.
Fun fact about Bob Uecker that I never knew. In March 1987, he was at WrestleMania 3 as the ring announcer.
Yep.
For Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Yep, and there's a great promo. There's a great promo before of him interviewing Andre the Giant. And at the end of it, Andre the Giant puts his hands around Bob Uecker's neck and chokes him, and Bob Uecker sells it. He goes, ah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that clip before.
It's hilarious. And I, as a wannabe baseball historian, and Larry Stone, if you're out there listening, as a wannabe baseball Hall of Fame voter, like, I love to pay homage to some of these important dudes that go. And Bob Uecker is one of the greats. One of the best, one of the absolute most fantastic. And I don't know if, you know, with Vin gone and even John Sterling retiring and Niehaus is gone and now Uecker's gone, I don't know if we're going to get guys like that anymore. Tom Hamilton is great. I know I'm biased when I say that as a Cleveland fan, but Tom Hamilton's going into the Hall of Fame this year as the Ford Fick Award winner. But I don't know if we're going to see guys like Bob Uecker anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like they're so old. I mean, I'm
but
trying
it's
to
not that. I'm talking about the entertainment value of these guys.
But again, I'm trying to think of, again, who's calling games right now on radio for teams. I don't know every single radio play-by-play guy for every team. So who is of that ilk? Like, is there anybody that is kind of on that upper echelon, that again, sort of generational timeline as far as being able to be an announcer like those three guys? I mean,
Sims, there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
No, he's not allowed to ever be on that list.
He's back. He's on the side of you.
Yeah, he's C-dub guy now, where he doesn't even deserve that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the way media is right now, you know, everybody wants to be Joe Buck. You know, Joe Buck is or Bob Costas. Those are the penultimate baseball guys. And they do it with class. They do it with structure. There's not a lot of bias, although if you ask me, there's a lot of bias. But there's less emotion. It's more about, you know, it's kind of like what we say about the referees. Like, if you know the referee's name, that's a bad thing. And I kind of feel like announcers are kind of saying, if you know their name, that's a bad thing. And I think in baseball, that's not how it should go. I want to see these guys. I want guys that have a ton of emotion and say crazy things like,
that's all we got. One damn hit.
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening anyway.
I stole that line from Bob Uecker. You know, people say, oh, it's the hot corner. I'm like, who cares? Nobody's listening. That's great. Yeah. And the contribution to Major League, almost all those lines are all ad-lib.
I'm going through a list of some of the on-air play-by-play guys in MLB baseball, and it's rarefied air, man. It's really hard to find someone that is in that ilk of those three that you named.
And I think there's guys
sort of, but like, it's a passing of the torch, passing of generations, in a sense, that Bob Uecker was the last of a dying breed.
Now, what did I do wrong?
Now,
well, he's still kicking.
There's John Sterling, but John Sterling is like number two, Derek Jeter. And that's not as exciting.
Just
as
a bit outside.
Well, and he's not doing every game anymore. Like, they're just running him out there.
I know. I'm just saying. I just wish, you know, there. And you pass that on to other sports. There's still no.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
You know, like, we need more of that. I've always been saying this. I'm waiting for Barstool or someone to finally get some sort of licensing deal to call games. And somebody sits there and they're like, you know what? That's a bold bleep call. I think that guy's a bleep and bleep.
Barstool did it. It was bad. It was rough.
Well, because they had the wrong people.
Right. You gotta have a special person. I don't.
But if like Andrew Dice Clay came on and started breaking down an NBA game, I might listen. I think he sucks.
Didn't we already try that with what's his name? Dennis
Miller?
Yeah.
But he can't like drop F-bombs.
No.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, listen, what's that one dude, Bob Menery, got all famous because he was doing that? He was
the,
like,
fake ones. Yeah.
Yeah. The fake calls of him cursing and saying stuff. And I would love it. But yeah, I don't think FCC will ever approve of that.
Thanks, streaming.
Thanks, Janet's Nip.
Streaming, baby.
Yeah. Get it on the old.
I'd
YouTubes.
Love Kirk Herbstreit to be calling a Thursday night game and be like, look, Al, that guy running down the field is a bitch.
I would like Kirk Herbstreit.
You know, like, that would be amazing.
I would like Kirk Herbstreit to stay away from football broadcasts in general.
Do you think it's because, like, the people of that ilk, right? You go Niehaus, Vin Scully, Uecker. They weren't really taught how to do it. They just did it.
Yeah.
They went out and they used their own personality. Where, you know, I mean, Joe went through it at Oregon. I went through it at Central.
Wazoo.
Right? Like, you go through those journalism classes, and what do they teach you? They teach you to not give bias, right? It's more about the voice itself than necessarily letting your personality show. So maybe it, it kind of gets taught out of people. Like I really like Ian's kid.
Ian.
Thank you. Noah Eagle.
Noah. Dude, that guy's got some chompers.
I like
He's
Noah
no
Eagle.
Ian Eagle.
I like Noah. But I don't think that Noah shows a personality, really, aside from
Ian
the
doesn't
one.
Either.
Neither one of them do, but they have great voices, so yep. They are where they are. I almost wonder if, like, that personality-driven stuff has been taken out.
I'm really into that Collinsworth kid. His son.
Jack?
I'm joking.
Okay. That I was guy gonna sucks. Say, it's a good thing Jordan isn't here. He'd have a full-on nepotism meltdown right there.
All right. Well, that's it. That's it.
My heart!
I have waxed poetic long enough about the great Bob Uecker. Rest in peace. We lost him a couple days ago.
He's a bit before my generation. You know, I know that I was hearing some of the other shows talk about how he would go on Johnny Carson all the time.
Johnny Carson said nobody ever made him laugh harder than Bob Uecker.
See, and he's just like, what play-by-play guy has ever had that sort of relationship, that sort of cachet with the entertainment industry like that?
Yeah, the answer might be Vin Scully, but it's probably Bob Uecker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't remember Vin Scully in any movies having good lines.
No.
I mean, this Bob Uecker is one of a kind.
Don't sleep on Major League 2. That one's really good, too. And he's really great in that.
I need to go back and watch that really all the way through.
All right, when we come back, Roky Sass, my boy Sass.
Oh, my God.
Has found a team. And I think we all play for this team now. So we'll get to that next. But first, we'll throw it over to the big fella.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.